I'm Silvia Ura from Betray's communications team. Welcome to another podcast on Betray's results. Today, I'm joined by André Milanês, Chief Financial Corporate and Investor Relations Officer at Betray's, and Fernando Campos, our Investor Relations Associate Director, who will both analyze our financial performance of the first quarter of 2022. The start of this year was marked by uncertainties surrounding the escalating conflict in Eastern Europe, which increased inflationary pressure on the main economies of the world. In Brazil, concerns about inflation led the central bank to stick with monetary tightening and raising interest rates. Today, we'll talk about how these and other topics impacted the Brazilian stock exchange businesses, and we invite you to take part in our conversation. André, how does this scenario of risk aversion in the international markets and of higher interest rates affect Betray's results?
Hi, Silvia. Thanks, and thank you to all the listeners of our podcasts. It's a pleasure being here for the first time in this channel. Well, Silvia, the higher inflation and higher interest rates have undoubtedly affected several areas of our business. However, in the first quarter of 2022, our performance remained solid, with good trading volumes at our platforms. Regarding our financial performance, our total revenue reached 2.5 billion reais this quarter, down by 4.6% when compared to the first quarter of 21, which was, by the way, a very strong quarter, but up 4.7% when compared to the last quarter of last year. This performance mainly reflects the lower volumes that we saw, especially in the listed segment. In relation to these volumes, it is worth noting that in the first Q of 21, we had the highest volumes in the company's history in both cash equities and derivatives, mainly because of the second wave of the COVID pandemic. We should also remember that the figures for 1Q21 did not have the full impacts of the price policy changes that were implemented only in February last year. So despite this high comparison basis, our business model that has a diversified revenue base once again proved to be efficient at partially mitigating the effects of a less favorable environment for our more cyclical segments. Our recurring EBITDA was 1.7 billion reais, down by 11.5% compared to 1Q21, with a margin of 75.4%, but growing 4.1% in relation to 4Q21. Our recurring net profit reached 1.2 billion, down by 72% compared to the same period of last year, but slightly above 4Q21, growing by 1%. We should also highlight that the figures for this quarter includes the figure for Neoway, which was a company that we acquired at the end of last year. In terms of revenue, the impact can be noted in the data and analytics revenue line, which recorded an increase of 57.5%. On the expense side, the main impact can be noted in the personnel line. Finally, the acquisition and the consolidation of Neoway in our first quarter results also led to a review of the guidance that we give to the market on the expenditure for new initiatives, on the revenue-linked expenses, and also on depreciation and amortization.
Fernando, welcome. What can you tell us about the performance of other segments and the expenses in the quarter?
Hi, everyone. Talking first about the OTC segment, where we saw a growth of 11.6% in revenue, mainly due to more activity in fixed income instruments, which is also a consequence of the interest rates movements that André talked about before. Regarding the infrastructure for financing, we saw a decrease of 10% in revenues, mainly due to slower activity in the automotive industry in Brazil. Talking about expenses, as André mentioned, they were impacted by the consolidation of Neoway. When you exclude Neoway from the analysis, we saw that the increase in expenses is mainly a reflection of B3's strategy for new initiatives, which had a direct impact on the number of employees and the increased expenses with data processing. Given that the nature of these new initiatives and the way that they have been developed using agile methodology and other project management tools aiming to accelerate the delivery of those projects, make a good portion of these investments to be accounted as expenses and not capex. We should also remember the 10% collective bargaining agreement that the company granted in August.
And what about the distribution to shareholders?
Total shareholder return was 554 million reais in the first quarter, of which 303 million in IOC and 251 million in share buybacks.
André, in terms of B3's strategic developments, what's new?
Silvia, first, I think it's important to mention that regardless of the current scenario, our focus remains to efficiently execute our strategy to strengthen our core business and expand beyond that. In relation to some of the developments during the quarter, the first one I would like to highlight in the listed segment was the launch of the RLP for cash equities. We are only doing that for a selected number of stocks, but that represents an expansion of this type of order, which was previously only available for Ibovespa and US dollar mini future contracts. The RLP for cash equities came into effect at the end of January. It is valid for a 12-month experimental period in a joint work with the market and the Securities Exchange Commission in Brazil. Another development was our debut on the credit card receivable market with the launch of a platform to register these financial assets. Our strategy here in this segment aims to provide high-quality infrastructure to enable new types of business and to bring us closer to clients such as fintechs, marketplaces, and small and mid-sized banks. We have made progress in insurance in the OTC segment too. In February, we began to register property insurance policies. We now have more than 80 clients that use our infrastructure for the insurance market, and we expect that in the second half, with the beginning of mandatory registration for other insurance categories such as vehicle, life, pensions, and home insurances, to expand further these services. Finally, in relation to developments on the beyond our core business, we have made progress with our connection with Neoway, defining the model by which we're going to share data between the companies, respecting all the relevant regulation, defining the governance aiming to preserve the agility and the culture of innovation that currently exists at Neoway, and also the commercial strategy that we are going to implement in the coming quarters.
André, Fernando, thank you so much for your time and for joining us today. This podcast is available on B3's Investor Relations website, where it can be easily shared. A special thank you to you all listening to us, and until next quarter.